We've got four branches of which we all do a completely different job. We know roughly what each other does, but it's quite nice to have a bit of a social, just to have a chat about things and what the future will bring for our core.
Somebody was saying earlier that despite what you've said, you do sort of travel around the world and there are good opportunities to meet up with people who you might have known previously. I would have thought the odds might be against that, and I was quite surprised when that was said.
We are a very big core, but we are spread around the world. You'll always find an SBS individual in a unit, a regiment or a battalion. Our headquarters is down at Worthy Down. We try and get together, and on a yearly basis we have a Triple Crown competition, which allows detachments to send in teams to do march and shoot competition, and then it gives us a great time to then sort of meet up with people we haven't seen for a while at a barbecue social sort of evening after that.
You've got a big day coming up, haven't you?
We've got a 20th anniversary Corps Day, which is going to take place on Saturday the 26th. It's a day after our Triple Crown competition. And again, it's a great opportunity for individuals to bring families in and just see what we do. We're going to have some displays, and it's all going to take place at Worthy Down on that Saturday.
Brunei is a fairly interesting place in the sense that if you've not come across the Gurkhas before, then you're going to get more opportunity than you would in most places, bearing in mind that we have got the 2nd Battalion who are posted or stationed here at the moment. They were recently brought under the umbrella, or at least the clerks were, weren't they, within SPS. Can you just sort of give us the background to that?
We had RGR clerks, as they were known, and June last year they've come under and been renamed as Gurkha SPS, which just means that they're coming more into our family. They were always working with us and doing exactly the same sort of jobs, but it's quite nice now that they've come under our umbrella and they feel part of the family.
I was quite surprised because I thought they might sort of not be too happy about not being considered as Gurkhas anymore, but looking at the way that it's going in the gymnasium at the moment, everyone seems to have integrated really well. Is that what's happening in practice in offices around the world?
They generally work within the sort of the battalion, the Gurkha battalions, but this gives them an opportunity now to come out and work with other battalions and regiments away from the Gurkha community, and I think they've embraced that as an opportunity to one to have more opportunity to do different types of jobs, but also to get to know what we do and just have a better understanding of what the Army is all about.